So this is our first podcast. Sean Murphy, Jake Murphy. We discussed it. I think we're going to call it Cats in the Cradle. If you have not heard that song, it's awesome. Kind of fitting for what we're doing. I think, was it Harry Chapin is the original, and a little more updated version is Ugly Kid Joe, which is much better. Say hi there, boy.
Hello.
That's him. That's 13-year-old, soon to be 14-year-old, Jake Murphy. We're just going to do pop culture stuff, whatever's going on in the world today, opinions on whatever we feel like, and someday maybe he can listen to these with his kids or something like that, and it'd be kind of cool to look back on. What's the biggest thing going on right now, Murphy? In the world?
Teacher wages.
Teacher wages. Biggest thing going on. That probably doesn't affect you all that much, I would think. There's probably something a little bit bigger than that, but what are you hearing about them as a 13-year-old? What do you hear about teacher wages? I'm not a teacher, by the way.
People on us, right?
Yeah, they were. It wasn't here, though, was it? We're in Kentucky, by the way.
West Virginia.
West Virginia teachers went on strike for money. You think teachers get paid? How much do you think teachers even make? What do you think they make? I'll look it up. You tell me what you think they make.
$30,000 a year.
$30,000. Is that public school or private school? You attend private school. What do you think the difference? Who do you think gets paid more?
Public school gets paid more.
Think public school gets paid more? I think they do.
I know JCPS gets paid more.
Yeah, I think they do. And so, do you have any idea what they're even asking for? I didn't look any of this up. We did not show prep this by any means. What do you think they deserve it?
Yeah, it's basically like.
Really? hang on here. We. The other child in the house, oh my God, decides to chime in via text message from the other room instead of coming out to speak. So, we don't know about West Virginia teachers. We don't know about their school systems. We know about our school systems. We have our public school systems and our private school systems. Do you think public school teachers, they already make more than your teachers. Do you think they deserve more? Again,
yeah.
Why?
Like, public school has that like bad reputation, or
there are a lot that do. In here locally, a lot of our public schools have a bad reputation. We have a lot of them that also have a good reputation. I don't know exactly how that works.
There's more kids too.
There are more. There are way more. What's your class? How many's in your class?
24.
Mara, how many's in your class? Yeah, like your class, your junior class.
Like 80.
So
there's 56 in total.
56 in eighth grade, and 80 in a junior at my two kids' schools. So at PRP, one of our Pleasure Ridge Park, one of our other high schools, a larger high school.
Like 1,000 kids there.
Yeah, there's several hundred per class. 2,000. I'm being motioned. That's a lot. That's a lot of kids to keep up with, and they've been in the news on Facebook, on videos, everything else, fighting, hitting teachers, walking out, doing all kinds of craziness. Teachers aren't even hardly teaching anymore. I think they're babysitting. I don't know what they're doing, but unfortunately, they're not getting to teach, which is what they pretty much did when I was a kid. You didn't raise your voice to teachers. You didn't fight teachers. That'd be the last thing in the world you'd ever do. So, yeah, I think that they need a raise for what a lot of other people make, and them wanting extra wages for low income jobs. I think teachers deserve a raise. They're a little more important than my McDonald's burger flipper. So I'd like to see them make a little more money. What's the other biggest thing going on right now? What is this, February? Is this the last day of February?
Yeah.
It is February 28th, the last day of February. What is the biggest thing going on right now?
Flooding.
No. Come on, man. I know you're a little more current of indie than that.
Guns.
Guns. Why? Why are guns the biggest thing going on February 28th, 2018?
Gun laws. How old you should be to get a gun.
Why? Why is that the most important thing today?
School shootings.
Yeah, you know, there's been a bunch this year, supposedly. There was one big one. Where was it at?
Florida.
Oh, was it middle school or high school? Was it high school? So a high school shooting, what, like 11, 13, 14 something kids killed?
Yeah.
We should really look that stuff up.
20 something injured.
17. My fact checker is telling me 17.
Keep looking up stuff back there.
That's fine. We need that. Yeah, so 17 kids. I think, wasn't the kid 17 years old or something?
I heard you know that.
Huh? I don't think he was 19, was he?
No, he was.
I thought he was being tried as an adult, which means that he wasn't technically an adult.
No, he was 19 being tried as a child.
That's what they're trying to do.
Oh, no.
Because they put TK, and he's like 17. He put them as an adult. TK's a rapper. He killed some people.
Okay.
Also beat a woman up.
So, yeah, so he goes in. This is our severalth. School shooting already this year. Yeah, we have one in Kentucky. So now everybody goes crazy about gun laws and ages and restrictions and everything else. And so why not? We'll give our opinions. Do we own any guns?
No, tons.
Probably not. We own no guns. We have no guns, no pistols, no shotguns, no nothings. Would you own a gun? Do you like guns?
I mean, I guess they're cool, but I don't probably want to own a gun.
You wouldn't own one? Why not?
Or for, like, army people. I don't want to, like, get a gun.
Huh? I mean, I like...
Well, it depends. Like, safety purposes, I'd get a gun, but...
Like home protection?
Yeah.
It's
probably not, like, a carry-around gun.
You wouldn't want to put one in your pocket or whatever. No. Get one of those concealed carry things that you can get. In Kentucky, we can get a concealed carry permit and take some tests and do all this kind of stuff, and then you can carry your gun pretty much anywhere, except a lot of businesses tell you you can't bring it in, so therefore it kind of negates having a concealed carry because you're not allowed to bring it in anywhere.
It'll probably be like somewhere in the house. I keep a gun
mm-hmm.
in case breaking or anything like that.
Yeah, and we don't live in the greatest end of town, so we have there's threats of stupidity around here, but So what's your thought on the gun laws? Right now it's like wide open. Like you can kind of do anything. You might have to be 16 to buy a gun, I think. Is it even 18? I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it's 18.
You can basically get a gun from anybody right now.
Could you get a gun from anybody right now?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
You know somebody you could probably go get a gun? I need a name. I need to write this down.
I'm
going to talk to this kid's parents right now.
If I would like... You go around somewhere, I could probably find a gun from somebody. Or, like, I couldn't, like, basically, like, just get it from them, but I could, like, buy it off them.
With what money? You have no money.
$8. Yeah.
So at 13, he's fairly confident. I'm looking at him. He's fairly confident that he could find a gun. I mean, I could. I know lots of adults that have lots of guns, but I'm a little more of the thinking, because I'm an adult, that if I were to go ask someone to borrow their gun, that would raise big red flags.
Yeah.
Why are you borrowing my gun? Like, it's not good, buddy. So, I would have to purchase one myself. But we don't have waiting laws. I think we might have a background check. I think you might have to wait a couple of days. But people that are pro-gun are very, very animate about it. They are not backing down at all. They don't want to give up anything. People that are anti-gun.
Don't want guns anywhere.
Well, you don't hear them say that. That's the problem. You don't hear the anti-gun people saying, we want all your guns. But you hear the pro-gun people saying, they want all of our guns. So I think there's a happy medium in there somewhere, and just neither side wants to open their ears and hear it. And then everybody likes jabbing each other on Facebook and stuff and making memes about each other. So what do you think the current, if you could make the gun laws for the United States, what would you make them? Like what's three or four points that you would make for gun laws?
Age limit.
How old?
Probably 23.
That's an odd number.
21's an odd number.
But so we'll stop right there on that first one. How come someone can go to the military at 18?
And for our country, though, that's sure. different.
So maybe a little side note in there that if you're a military, you could actually own a gun under 23. But yes. Okay, so if you're a military, you might get a little special something that you could.
No, crazy guns. So.
Just no crazy, even the military guys.
Yeah, like you can't have like crazy guns at your house, you know, like.
Like what's, describe crazy gun as from a 13-year-old.
Like a semi-automatic gun, you can't have that in your house. Or like an AR or something like that.
Okay, so you realize that all guns
are semi-automatic, yes.
Right. So a shotgun is a semi-automatic gun.
Like AR style.
So that would be something that looks like a military gun.
Yes.
So again, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. I'm not.
Rifles.
Now, rifles are what you hunt deer with. This is the slippery slope that you get on when you start deciding whether what's correct and what's not.
Hunting rifles, those can be allowed. Pistols, some shotguns, like. Your classic, not too crazy type stuff.
What makes a crazy shotgun?
Ride along, street sweeper, whatever it was called.
Was that
hard shot that gun? Like bounce back.
I think it's fake. I feel like it's movie magic.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, like you can take a normal shotgun, one that you would go hunting with. And you can put accessories on that shotgun and make it look like something from the military. It's still the same shotgun. It still shoots the same shell. It still does all the same stuff. It just now looks like it came from the military. But it's still a shotgun. So that's...
Well, people are a lot more like... People know all the names of shotguns and stuff like that. No matter like details on it or anything. So they know if it's legal or not to be in a home.
So if someone... Like you're talking about an AR. An AR shoots the same bullet as a hunting rifle. There's hunting rifles that can shoot the same bullet. It's just on some they may have.
I didn't say anything about bullets though.
Huh?
I didn't say anything about bullets though.
What, you're gonna ban the bullets? They can't even use the guns?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You can raise prices on guns.
Raise prices that would deter people from buying them.
Yeah.
So they've done that with cigarettes. Cigarettes are dangerous. They've raised the prices.
How much do guns cost now?
They're all different. I mean, you can get a little pistol that you can put in your pocket for a couple $100, or an AR is about $2,000 decked out. Like a nice, super nice one's like $1,500, $1,700.
Should be like raised up a bit.
Like what? What do you think a decked out AR would be?
Around like $3,000 to $4,000.
I don't think that would stop anybody from buying it. I don't.
A lot of people though.
Well. The people that buy those anyway are collectors.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the price of cars. A Corvette costs a whole lot of money, but a person that really wants a Corvette is going to go spend that money on a Corvette. I'm going to end up buying a used Corvette because I can't afford the new one. No, I couldn't drive the Ford. I couldn't afford to purchase a new one, so I'll buy a used one. Well, in a gun world, if you can't purchase a new one, you'll eventually buy a used one, which is, we're right back to where we started, where someone's just going and buying a gun off the street and not going to the dealership and buying a gun.
That's where you gotta go to, like, where do you go to, like, if you want to give somebody your car, you gotta do a whole bunch of paperwork at, like, these government places.
Yep.
You gotta do the same thing with a gun.
You think that would be a good idea to register a gun?
Yeah.
Like, every time a gun switches hands, it needs to be registered. Someone needs to know where that gun's going.
What's that paper form for, like, cars when you own them?
Registration.
So you gotta have that for a gun.
What if I had a gun, a legal gun, and when I'm getting older, I want to pass that gun on to you?
You gotta go to that government place.
Gotta do it every time.
So
the people that work at that government place, that's their job. So they have to get paid money, and they work for the government. Government people get paid by us, our taxes. So that would probably mean our taxes would probably go up a little bit to pay for these people that have to do that. Is that cool? Like, are you, would you be willing to give up some more of your money that you make on a regular basis?
Safety,
so to possibly make that more safe. What do you think about, go ahead. So you've got raise the age limit to 23, that nice round number. And
21's a weird number too.
Yeah, but it's an established number. I mean, somebody probably thought it was weird 100,000 years ago, but it's done. It's over now. It's 21.
So in 100,000 years from now, 23 is going to be cool.
Yeah, probably not. So you want to raise the age to purchase and then register all guns and make them a little more expensive to purchase. What about there's been a local, national, I guess, debate on arming teachers. They want if you don't think that's a good idea.
I feel like they could have like something, like maybe like a taser, some sort, because it's not lethal. So you're not going to kill somebody as you're doing it.
Yeah, but if someone comes in shooting people, this 19-year-old kid comes in your school shooting people, do you want him shot or tased?
Well, I feel like there should be like a gun in the office of the school.
So someone in the school would have a gun.
Yeah, but not like every
teacher. Not every teacher. Well, they're saying that they would possibly pay the teachers more if they were to go through training and be well certified. It wouldn't just be like, here, run down the street and get a gun and shoot this target a bunch of times, and now you get.
Nobody's going to be teachers anymore.
They say that about cops too. Cops get a really bad rep, and they say nobody's going to be cops, but yet they continue to do it. There's still going to be people doing it, but they may have to pay them more. Or they may have to help them out and do something different, but they're still going to be there.
Yeah, that's another reason teachers would just go up.
Because of dangerous. Yeah, it's. It sometimes it absolutely in some school districts it absolutely can be more dangerous. So what about you're a no on the arming teachers? I think that's a bad. What about metal detectors in schools?
Yeah, don't we have them in Kentucky somewhere?
I don't know of any. There might be some somewhere, but I don't know of any personally. No school I've ever been in if I walk through a metal detector.
Yeah.
How would you feel walking in the front door of your school and having to go through a metal detector every morning?
I feel like I'd be pretty like harassed as a child having to, or like really scared if you have to.
You know what? You know where there was a metal detector? Remember that school that we practiced soccer at indoors over a couple years ago, and we had to go practice in their cafeteria.
Yeah.
Remember that one time? And in their cafeteria, they actually had metal detectors out of their cafeteria, and I think that was to keep kids from taking silverware.
Yeah.
So that a kid couldn't take a knife back out into the school out of the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel kind of weird about that?
Yeah.
Like, I felt kind of weird that I was in a school that had a metal detector. Like, I didn't feel like I was there to be safe. I felt like I was in a spot that might be dangerous. It was kind of the opposite.
Like, if you have metal detectors in your school, I feel like that'd be really dangerous, but it is for safety.
Yeah, I mean, it is there for safety, but I feel like it's almost dangerous. Like, when I go to the airport, which is not a whole lot in my life, but when I have to walk through the metal detectors, I almost feel like I'm in a spot that's dangerous. I don't feel like everybody around me is.
When we did that in New York, I felt scared. Like, if I walk through here and this thing's going to beep or something like that,
I'm
scared.
So you have to do that every morning. What if you're walking through and a kid in front of you's thing goes off? Like, is your first thing, oh, I bet it's his calculator, or, oh, my God, does this guy have a gun?
Yeah.
Like, that seems. I don't know.
I would say it's more of like the, instead of like actual big metal detectors, it'd be more like those hand things.
Then they'd have to wand you? Like, you'd have a physical person standing there wanding you? No, it's tough, man. It's tough to try to find things that everybody could agree on and like. I personally wouldn't want to go to a school where I had to walk in a metal detector every day, unless it was like one you couldn't even see. Like, I don't know what technology looks like today, like what metal detectors can look like. If they could do something where you walk through something, like maybe something that was like in the floor and you didn't even see it. If you could walk in and not even see it.
Then you have something where they have like railings going through the doorway so you like know where you got to go, and they could be like metal detectors in those.
Yeah, rooms. Something like that. Something where it didn't physically look like an airport. If it looked like an airport or screening. Yeah, if it looked like an airport screening station, I feel like if you went to school there for 8 years, because where you go, private school, you go for full eight. If you had to go to school there for 8 years walking through metal detectors, you'd be kind of weirded out eventually. And I don't know. It just seems like I'd be kind of strange that every day I'm walking through this being checked every day. I don't know the answer to that. That's a weird one. So no guns, maybe some metal detectors, maybe not. Some schools have clear backpacks so that kids can't
give their students clear backpacks.
Yeah, or mesh so that you can see in them and see if someone's carrying anything.
Well, I feel like that'd be kind of weird too. Like, because you could have like a book in there or something like that, or something for like a presentation in class, and then you got to stop and get your backpack checked because they felt something different in there.
Or I don't think they check them really. They just, everybody has to have a clear or mesh backpack so that when you walk by and they look, they can tell whether there looks like there's something in there. But
right, it could have a pencil pouch and they're gonna be in there.
Yep, be in your pocket. Doesn't even have to be in your backpack. So they're deterrents. They're not fixes. I think they just deter something. But
yeah.
It's a very hard thing to try to put your finger on and fix. I wouldn't want to be the one that have to try to do it. And I don't know. I think they just need to, you start watching your kids more. I think people need to be better parents.
Yeah.
But
not a lot of times parents are home when their kid has to go to school. Like, doesn't some schools around here go to school later than us?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to get at school with, like, 8, and that's when, like, mom, she used to work, and she'd go home, and she'd leave, like, 7:40-ish, so she'd get to work. So
well, I mean, if...
could do anything while they're...
Unfortunately, some of these gun owners aren't the most, you know, safest people there. They themselves leave their guns out, they leave them in spots, they don't put them away, they don't put gun locks on them for whatever reasons. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why, and then so, you know, a kid can just walk in and grab something and take it with them or use it. And that, you know, I think this kid that just got the one in Florida, I think people warned about him. Like, a lot of times you can see these people coming, and after the fact, it seems like everybody's always like, man, I knew that guy was going to do that.
They told police or something.
They told the FBI, supposedly.
Yeah. Like, this guy's kind of weird. We need to watch him.
Yeah. And they decided not to look into it for whatever reason. I haven't heard the reason why, but yeah, they decided they're not going to look into that. So that's a failure on, it doesn't matter what your gun laws are at this point. If you warn the FBI and they don't even look into it, then where do you go from there? But there's not a lot of outrage on that part right now. There's just a lot of outrage on the whole gun issue and what to do with it. So I think that's where everybody's energy is focused at the moment. And again, not being a gun owner, but not being against guns, I hope that they don't do anything too drastic, because if I had some extra money, I wouldn't mind owning a gun. I've shot guns. I enjoy shooting guns. We've shot some shotguns before, and some friends of mine used to have some pistols, and we'd go shoot those at the targets and stuff, and it's fun. I enjoy doing it. I hate to not be able to do that. You all been to machine gun shoot, right? Didn't you go to that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go? You went too, or no? It's awesome. I mean, it's just an awesome display of power and ridiculousness, and there's not one person there that's looking to go on a killing spree. They're just enthusiasts. It's like going to a car show except for guns. So it's really not that big of a deal. It's fun. Shooter training, like if someone were to come in and so yeah, my daughter says she's having shooters training. You have any idea what you got to do?
They said they're going to come in and start shooting blanks. And
wow. Go where?
To, like, what to do in that situation if there was a shooting.
Hmm. So you don't even know what you're supposed to do yet? Like, they're going to teach you about it on Wednesday?
So are you doing the training, or is it just like,
why?
You have to be 18.
So you only if you're 18 will you be shot by a shooter?
Like he,
exactly.
Why would you not?
Gavin gets to go. They called people after school and said, these people get to go.
Why would you not go? Why would not everyone in the school go?
Yeah.
So if a shooter comes in, you have to go find an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Quickly, find someone that's 18 and save my life.
All freshman classes. I mean, only the teacher's going to know what to do.
Wow. That seems silly.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to keep track of...
I want to go, but they...
80 kids.
We talked to them about it, and they said only 18-year-olds. And they're doing some exceptions. Like, Gavin gets to go, so his dad will be there.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, I guess it's good that they're trying something, but it also seems ridiculous that it wouldn't be for the entire school. But when I was a kid, we had bomb drills.
Oh, I remember that.
How ridiculous are they?
It's like the North Korea bomb. I'm not even going to be able to make it to, like,
well,
your bombs aren't even as big as ours.
We had to, when the alarm went off, we had to get under our desks. So,
that's really safe.
Right. If a nuclear bomb goes off in our area, then
bombs,
I mean, that's what they were. We were worried about Russia. Yeah, we were worried about Russia and, you know, radiation. You can find a desk from when I was a kid. They're still in good shape.
Last year in history class, there are pictures from where when they drop bombs that it just burnt people, that their shadows are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's that?
But you'd be okay. But if you were under a desk, you'd probably be
where's that place you have,
still
like,
dead.
Nuclear explosion in
Hiroshima?
Yeah.
No.
No, it was a. I saw it.
We dropped a bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah, I know that. And like, I remember I saw a thing, and it was like only a safe, like a safe was survived there.
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bomb. Yeah, it was just a nuclear.
It was
like
a nuclear leak, and everybody mm-hmm. had to evacuate the city, and some people that didn't. Like, you can see their shadows still on the floor, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's where Godzilla's from, I think. No, I don't think so. There, eventually Godzilla will be from there. Eventually, there'll be some crazy animals mutating from there, but
there's like stray cats there, and you're not allowed to pet them.
I'm sure it's probably really bad. So,
is that place still abandoned?
Probably, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a sketchy place. I think they say after something.
Sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool. All right, so what else we got? Anything? Is there anything better? Anything more positive to talk about besides we can end on anything more positive than school shootings and. Taking away everybody's guns in America, anything?
Snapchat
got a new update. I've actually seen something about that because I don't use Snapchat, but I saw something on Facebook about everybody's going to start using Facebook now because Snapchat's broken. So what's wrong with it? What's wrong with Snapchat?
Everything's on like one screen, like one side of the thing, and then like. It's really bad.
It's hard to twin you since you don't use it.
No.
Yeah. Like, it used to be, like, this is where you'd look at people's story, like, what they post to the public. And then this is where you, like, people would send you stuff, like just to you. And then now it's all in, like, one spot. And it's just really bad looking.
I bet they change it back, because I've heard a lot of people on...
No, I bet they...
Yeah.
They won't change it back.
Yeah.
Someone that big of a company.
Yeah, but they'll listen to their consumers, and when people... Yeah, but they won't admit failure that quick, but they'll change it back. I mean, me and Jake play a lot of video games, and whenever the community gets outraged about something,
they'll Prop Hunt, and they took that away.
Well, thank God.
I think they took it away.
All right, so this is eventually probably going to turn into some kind of pop culture ish podcast. So what's pop culture right now? What's the newest movie out that
your
Black Panther is the newest one? Did you like it?
No. Well, I mean, the story isn't awful. I can't, like, it's so slow and it's hard to enjoy.
It broke a ton of records. It broke an ungodly amount of records. But it was a first for blacks, all black cast, black director. Lots of firsts, and it broke a ton of records. I think it even came out in February because February is Black History Month. So, you know, they're already, you know, that's already on their mind. They're celebrating that kind of stuff, and then they go see this movie, and it's, you know, and it wasn't horrible. It wasn't the worst Marvel movie that I thought. It was very slow. Iron Man 3 was probably one of the worst ones. But yeah, I wasn't that huge of a fan of it myself. It was there. It was fine. I wouldn't mind to see part two, and hopefully they can get away from Wakanda. That's kind of what I didn't like, was their little hometown. It was just too...
Who's that main character?
The bad guy or the good guy or what? What's his real name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I wish you wouldn't ask me that. We should have show prepped that.
He came and, like, he didn't really know that much English, and he had to, like, learn it in that amount of time.
That was what was rough, was watching the hard to speak language.
Oh, at the very end, when he was talking about those 2 billions and doing all the science stuff, he just started speaking really fast, and I got so lost. I didn't want to listen to that part anymore.
Yeah, it was hard for me to watch, but again, it obviously people liked it. They've seen it multiple times. What about what's coming up? What's a movie you want to see coming up, Mara? What's a movie coming up? What? I can't. Strangers 2.
Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2 would be pretty dope. I dug the first.
You're gonna be like the only adult in there.
No, I doubt it.
Right in the middle of
I doubt it, man.
The poster says, "Keep your crying babies at home. This one's for us."
I was gonna say most adults think that The Incredibles was probably the best superhero movie ever. So,
Dude, you don't
think of it as just a kids movie because it's a cartoon or anything.
I went to Grimms one time and I watched it like the entire weekend. I probably watched it like 7 times.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I'm stoked to see that too. So Strangers 2 on the horror side, looking forward to that.
Is there a new Insidious coming out again?
It's already out. Like that's already about to come out on Redbox or something, I think.
What?
Yeah.
That was the one that came out like 4 months ago. Not that one. We're talking about the one. Didn't Taylor talk about that when she came over?
I think so.
I thought it was called like The Skeleton Key or something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix or something. Like,
was it
whatever.
Good then? Or
I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been out since for a while.
I didn't hear
anything. Yeah, I'll take both of those. And then what about Solo? I think that comes out. Don't say, huh? Don't even say, huh?
Oh, why don't you know that?
It's the new Han Solo movie.
Okay, it just took me a second.
Yeah.
I thought, wasn't there a movie about like some alien robot thing called Solo? That's what I thought you were talking about. I was like,
no,
that movie looks so bad. Don't even talk about it.
No.
No.
Hey, you know it's a game though.
God of War coming out April, I believe. Can't wait. Big video game fans will. Oh boy, can't wait.
Oh no,
can't wait. Just
not gonna be seeing much of him in April.
Well, I'll beat it pretty quick. So it'll just take me a week or so, but
It take you like? Wouldn't you say like it took you? You didn't even finish one part of God of War.
Yeah, one of them I didn't finish because it was just too hard. But I admittedly play on a harder level. So
isn't Last of Us 2 coming out this year? GTA 6 coming out this year?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. We have Game Informers laying around here somewhere we can look at probably. But
I think GTA 6 is either coming out like beginning 2019 or end of 2018. Red Dead Redemption 2.
I thought they could push back.
Is
no.
that one Cowboy movie? Or
game. Yeah.
I split
remember,
up.
Remember like the first time we watched Dad do it, he ran over a dude on his horse. He was like, I'm so sorry, I was trying to help you.
I remember laughing at that till we almost cried.
Dude, that was so funny.
Because I literally tried to stop and help the dude, and then my horse ran over him, and then the dude took off running, and I couldn't help him.
I remember I was watching you play that one time, and you like lassoed a dude, and you were dragging him on your horse. You were just like dragging behind. That was probably the funniest part of that game.
And you know what? I never beat that game.
Me neither.
It was just one of those games you just played and ran around and acted silly. You didn't even try to... Yeah, you didn't even really try to play the game or beat
That's
it.
All Rockstar games.
Yeah, and they're fun like that, so I guess they got the right formula.
You need to come out with a new Halo.
Oh my god. I think they've talked about that. It may. Halo. So, alright, we got stuff to look forward to. So, our next...
Warfare 3 remastered.
I did see something yesterday about a new Battlefield 5 or something. They're talking about it's supposed to have a release trailer or something coming out pretty soon. So, we'll see.
I never even got to play Battlefield 4. There's always some, like...
4 was one of the better ones.
Yeah, it was like you had to download all these DLCs, and then when you finally downloaded it all, it said you still couldn't play because you had to download them.
Hmm.
So I just never got to learn and play.
That was a good game. All right, well, we'll find something new, whatever the next hot topic is, for our next one. And we'll see if we can't edit all this up and post it and be our first one. Yeah. Being this is our first podcast, this could be a year before we get it posted because of all the extra editing that I have to go into it.
It's
going to
be like 2020. You're talking about like 2018.
Hey, here's my son, 21-year-old Jake Murphy. He's back from college. This is our second one.
It's been a minute.
All right. Well, we'll head out after that then, and we'll hopefully do one again soon. Cats in a Cradle. Thanks.
Bye.